Right, so Red News podcast 20 or 21 or 22. Always forget. That's old age for you. And we're in the pub. Very nice pub outdoors. Weather's lovely before the semi-final against Spurs. And I'm with Sellers, Nick and Mark. Mark's moaning already because I'm making him interrupt his drink to speak to you, dear readers. And I'd love to do this. This is to take the piss out of me. A shout out. A shout out to Zach, who said he actually enjoys this shy and said he'd love to be mentioned. There we go. I feel like I'm a radio DJ. Now then. Right, so come on. Last time we were on, we were so fucking miserable after Seville. It still haunts me, that game, to be honest. So my level of expectation, I should be buzzing for an FA Cup semi. And I'm very uncertain today.
I think Wembley ruins it still, though, doesn't it, for you? That's why. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I think I've grown into that. I think there's so many things that are shite in modern football, you just become acclimatised to all the different ways.
I think, given your age, you should be buzzing about any semi.
Very good, Mark.
No, but... That's the only thing he says now.
Yeah. But I don't know how we can go from City to West Brom.
It's just football,
we're dysfunctional. Yeah, but we are a dysfunctional team. So I mean, if you reflect on the season, are you happy where we are right now? Sevilla Park,
yes. I mean, I know a lot of people get really annoyed when I say that, and I still do when I speak to people at work or whatever.
You see progress then?
We're second though, aren't we? It's like we're still,
yeah, but is that such a...
Look, we're not in the league.
In 10 years' time, will you go, we finish second?
Well, let's put it this way. We finished fucking... Where did we finish? Three seasons.
Right.
And the progress is now we are second.
Could you see us go on to win the league next season?
No.
We can challenge, but... They've got more points this season than last time.
We should have challenged this season, shouldn't we?
I'd be surprised if City run away with it as much as they do next year.
No, I think hopefully teams will work out that if you have a go at them.
Look at the last... I mean, we've had a different winner for the last few years. It's like City this year, Chelsea...
We should have never let Leicester. Fergie in his fucking dressing gown would have stopped Leicester winning the league.
Yeah, I know. We know that. This is probably second, though. It's like...
I know.
We should be happy with being second.
Yeah.
Not happy with being second, that's come out wrong, but we should be happy being second compared to where we've been the last few years. It's just because City have done so well over there, and everyone keeps going on about how well they've done, but
there's progress, but it's slow progress.
It's just because we play such bad football and it's rubbish.
But I usually feel optimistic.
Wow.
And I don't know, like Bournemouth, I left the ground and I'm thinking, it's a bit, it's a win, it's a good win. You take any kind of away win in the old days, but I just feel like a bit underwhelmed with the football and the sort of thing that you look, I look at that squad and I think, that's not as bad a squad as we make out. We moan a hell of a lot about our players, but as an attacking unit as well, if you name Martial, Rashford, Lingard this season, Lukaku, Sanchez, there is not many teams that can match that sort of attacking unit. So why are we not putting the fear of God into teams?
I don't know. It's funny you said that, though, because like, you look at Bournemouth on Wednesday and you think, well, everyone thinks we played really well. We played okay, but we played and everyone's like, oh, we played really well.
No, we didn't.
We played okay, but because we played better than what we usually do, everyone's raving about it.
Yeah,
and it's like you look at Twitter and everyone's like, well, Martial this,
but Twitter
that
is a barometer, and I enjoy it, but for nothing but lunatics, let's be honest.
I completely agree.
It's just an anger swell.
It's just that's the way that people see us now. And they go, well, I listen to City fans or whoever, and they go, well, we played really well last night. It's like, yeah, but
really?
we didn't really play that well. But they say that we played so well.
So Mark, you're happy then. You're usually mutton, as even though you're a miserable looking fucker, you're as optimistic as anyone about the football. You get giddy about fucking anything.
Yeah, listen.
You love fucking Butner, let's put it this.
Three seasons ago, where were we? We were in the fucking Europa League.
Yeah.
We were finishing fucking well out of the Champions League places. We're now second. We're in the semi-final of the FA Cup.
But shouldn't we then be doing that quicker? Shouldn't if we are the biggest club in the world, I get where we've come from, but there comes a point where we cannot keep saying, you know, we're recovering from the Moyes season, however bad, and that has set us back years. But there has to come a point. You know, you don't get European rivals in this era. Granted, I get, like, 20 years ago, Barcelona hadn't won a Europe, you know, that was 92 in Wembley, set them up. That's only 20 years ago. But in the modern era, you cannot take 5 years to reinvent yourself, surely.
Well, yeah, awesome.
But aren't we in danger of becoming that, celebrating second and an FA Cup?
Look at Liverpool, a prime example, aren't they? You know, they've gone from being so successful during their period to falling off. And you look at us on Twitter, we're starting to sound like the Scousers, well, aren't we, a lot of the time, which is a big problem. And
we're in danger. We've won one league in 7 years. And I'm being overly miserable at the moment. I was really carried along by this season, and then somewhere it hit the buffer. Liverpool away, we started to stutter, and City away set us back that whole of that December fiasco, you know, Leicester, those home draws, and then Seville's just like a fucking blunt instrument into my stomach. I can't get over. I do like even coming here to the pub, I'm just getting angry about Seville, because I think, you know, people go, no, we wouldn't have won it. Liverpool in the semi-finals, so you can at any point have a chance. If you qualify, you have a chance.
Hey, I agree.
So Manchester United should never concede, oh no, we can't do this, because we're, to be a bit cliche, we're dreamers. Start dreaming again. Why do we have to have such lower, you know, setting our ambitions? Why do we have to say, okay, football is enough? But I think I'm being harsh. I don't know. My mindset's a bit askew with it.
I can't really disagree with you.
Because I backed Jose for so long, but now I think, and I'm not saying, like,
I think one of the problems is, though, is that you look at Liverpool and they play such better football, where people know they play such better football and everyone knows.
Not all the time. I think that's like, you get carried away with.
They've hit a peak this year, though.
Yeah, but they've got a player at his peak. If we had, say, Lukaku has done very well, I really like him. People argue about him. You cannot ask for more than a 30 goal season striker in a debut season.
Brilliant.
You cannot ask for more than that. We're at United, where they eat up strikers in our history, you hope. But we should have had another player with 20 goals along, you know, if you've got another player, like 20 goals, that sets you apart.
Yeah.
But Rashford, I love Rashford. He's raw, but he's 20.
Get him on the pitch.
But I like Martial, but sometimes I think, and what I noticed from doing the full-time Devils video, he's got so many just delusional fans online.
Yeah.
Like, they just, you can't criticise him at all.
It's because he's so good at controlling the ball, and he runs at players,
he's a good
and that's
player.
Why.
He's an exciting player, and I think he will do superb somewhere down the line. And I hope it's at us. But you have to equally say, you can't just swan around and strop about and...
He's got to get on the pitch.
Yeah, but right, so who do we play then? Let's get excited again. Let's get excited about United. Sanchez is going to get better next season, even though he's a mad ass.
Good God, I hope so.
Well, he will do.
Yeah, to be fair, he's shown a couple of... I guess City away, but he played well in the second half, except to, you know, play part in two. No... I think next year we'll be ready for it. But today's got to be the meeting.
Who do we sign? So summer, we need...
right winger. We need someone who can
full
play
backs
on that right. Yeah, of course we need full-backs.
We need a left-back who's not scared of taking on a fucking player.
Butner.
Yeah, Butner. We need Butner.
Where is he now, Mark?
Watching that last game.
He's still following on Instagram.
Yeah, Ashley Young
still sending messages.
I follow him on Instagram.
Did he take on one player, Ashley Young?
When?
Last game. No, we didn't.
We didn't play at Bournemouth.
He fucking... No, a home game.
Right, West Brom. Oh, yeah, but that's...
Did he take on one player in the whole time he was on the pitch?
I've blurred it out of my memory now. Don't bring me back to that.
A world-class left-back, what they're renowned for. Not for defending,
but that's
for taking players
that's
on.
Like Valencia. He's a grafter, and he works hard.
Yeah, but he goes down the line.
He goes down the line and immediately looks back and tracks back and goes, who's next to me that I can pass to? Valencia's peak, where he just go, right, cross, Rooney. If you could have put it on Rooney's head that many times that season, you've got Lukaku, who is excellent in the air. Why has he not done that? Is that orders? Is that tactics?
It's the fact is,
I'd like to know what our tactics actually are. That would be interesting. We know sort of the formation. We know that it's
get on the fucking pitch and play.
That everyone has a role, and you've got to defend in depth and attack in strength.
We're so desperate though at the moment for a fullback that we've converted two wingers into a position there. It's like you don't really see many teams doing that. Thinking, and it's like we've had to convert two people that now at the wrong side of 30 that are getting
into six.
And it's like, but there's not that many fullbacks that are available that are that good. And the ones that are available go to bigger sides.
I found Rafael da Silva's comments to Andy Mitten a bit sad, because you think he could have still done a job for us. You know,
he's better than fucking Damien.
I mean, Damien just baffles me, really. He's an Italian footballer who's better at defending than people let on.
He's not a Manchester United right back. That's what people continually forget about him. He's a winger.
He gets nosebleeds going over the halfway line. He just cannot.
That's why he's not a winger.
Yeah,
but that's why they made him into a right back.
You used to watch him play for Italy, and he looks far superior. Anyway,
you could put me in that Italy team. You give me 10 minutes, I look great.
No.
Yes.
Right, so how do you think today's going to go then? Come on, Mark. Be
2-0 United.
Right.
I've had a full train journey down with you, and you've gone, nah, we're going to get beat. And
yeah,
suddenly the microphone comes into you. We're going to win.
Suddenly a bit of alcohol comes into you.
Let's be honest. One of us three have got the points.
No, all right. I think Vars is going to add an extra degree of farce to this game at some stage. There'll be something which either a first half that lasts for like 48 hours and you're going home on Tuesday, or something will happen with it.
That'd be nice.
But please get through, because you do not want a damp squib of an end of season. You know.
Before they were making a good point over there, and they were saying, well, you know, you look at Spurs, they're playing at Wembley. Okay, they're in the away dressing room, people are saying that's a bad thing, or they're at home, but
does that really matter?
No, it doesn't. But the point is, though, is how do you get yourself up for today? Playing all these games at home all year, what makes today different for you? For us, coming to Wembley, it's kind of like, God, we're going to Wembley. It should really have a bit of a kick behind us, thinking, we're at Wembley, this should get us up for it. I'm not saying it will, I'm just saying it should get us up for it.
All the fans need a pep talk. I need to give my head a wobble and start getting a bit of buzz again. You know,
it's an FA Cup semi-final.
I'd rather a cup than second. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if we're not first. Yeah, obviously I want to be in the European Cup, but I don't care if it's second, third or fourth. That is immaterial. I want to finish ahead of the Scousers, but I'm not obsessed by it, because I think if you start saying we're 2 points ahead of Liverpool, that's not a claim to fame anymore. That was an 80s mentality. I want to win the league, I want to win the European Cup, I want to win the League Cup, I want to win the FA Cup, I want to win all four. I will enjoy the FA Cup. I loved it, thanks to Crystal Palace, but after Bournemouth, I don't think a win in this cup will give the tonic that it did for, well, we sacked him a minute after. Yeah. I was going to say give the tonic.
Great, we only got to the tube station and
I don't know, maybe just smack me now on it. I don't know. That Seville one shouldn't have. How?
You asked for it.
You can't hang yourself up on Seville. No. You've just got to look forward to next season.
Let's enjoy today. Cut to the chase, Mark. I'm at an age now. You're young, pups. I'm old. I want to win things, obviously, but I just want to see good football consistently. And I've become a bit of an old bore just saying that. I just want to start seeing more enjoyable football. But that comes if you get better results. Don't get run over, Mark. That would be...
Delivery nearly killed me, then.
The question would be, would I record resuscitation?
Yeah, definitely.
How is it? What is it? What's the song? ABBA. Vinnie Jones.
What's the penalty system?
No. What?
Penalty system will happen later today.
No, I'm on about the Vinnie Jones advert where if someone's needs resuscitation, you do it to the beat of Dancing Queen, is it? Or is it Waterloo?
No, you are showing your
age. God, I'm so glad you're not resuscitating me. They're very different beats, man. Very different beats.
I can't even know how they go. I'm not going to sing.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Can you imagine? People Mark's on the floor and I'm going, Nick, how does that tune go?
That just sounds like you're laughing at me.
I think we would be as well. Sorry, Mark. Right, OK. Nick, prediction then. Come on.
We're going to get beat out of us.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sorry, I
can't
see us
winning. Mark's just got my confidence.
I was so confident about so much of the season.
Do you know what? Well, Cardiff, Edo, 1-0. Sanchez, 30-yard screamer, 2-0.
I have backed. OK. This is my bet today.
No, fucking don't bet on United. How many times have I told you?
It's true, don't. He shouted at me.
You
can't do that.
Fucking dickhead.
No, I'm
sorry. I have.
You know, don't tell us the bet.
Right, change with prediction.
Don't,
we're going to get one.
They're going to go away.
Don't listen to Barry's bet.
It is. Both teams to score, both halves.
4 goals already, at least.
5 goals is one of those. Are you really stupid? Will you take up these ridiculous odds because they're ridiculous odds for a reason? A Lukaku to score.
Like when you thought we'd beat Watford 5-0 away from home.
So basically, we need 5 goals in this game.
Basically,
both teams to score both halves. Lukaku to score and we win. And then the drinks are on me.
I'm looking forward to the season.
It's just not going to happen, is it?
Right, anyway.
Whoever scores first wins.
The mag was 31 years old yesterday. You happy with that?
Really happy with that. It's older than me.
Fucking hell.
It's older than me.
Barry's been stood there selling these magazines and old.
So have you, Mark. And you're a happy seller, aren't you?
Yeah, sometimes. When the sun's out.
When he pops up for his 4 games this season, that he does. Not
I'm a fair weather seller these days. Yes.
That's what I want to be. Everyone says retire and hand it over. But yeah, thanks for everyone. You love it, don't you? You
love it. I love it. I wouldn't still be here if I didn't do it. Do you know what I mean? It's got a lot of time for the mag. Really, really enjoy reading it. Enjoy your editor. It makes me think. Makes me think about stuff that
I've cut a page, everyone. I have cut a page. It's only 3 now.
It does make me think about stuff that I wouldn't usually think about in terms of football. And I try and stay away from it. If football's going really, really well, you sort of read a bit more about it. And if it doesn't, Red News gives you that. I mean, all the fanzines give you that, don't they? You know, they're all great.
Well, I think United is an evolving unit. It's never, you know, things are shit, things are great.
This season.
What?
Barney's awkward hug on YouTube.
It wasn't awkward. It wasn't awkward.
Yes, it was. See, that's not maybe an awkward hug because you know me. But maybe it was a pretty awkward hug.
That wasn't awkward. I thought that was quite awkward. Well, that's a bit.
Local villain.
Yeah, that's a bit dickheadish, isn't it? You're racing down a tiny street.
The street's about 50 metres.
If you ride orange Lamborghini, what a cop.
That's London for you. Full of knobheads.
What an absolute villain.
Right, we'll start this again after the game and let's see if
we're
happy.
Hopefully we'll be a bit more cheery.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Red News, anyway.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Right, cheers, lads. Let's do that after. Right, so, shall we delete everything we said before the game?
Yeah, apart from what I said.
Apart from what you said. Because we're now giddy as fuck. We're in an FA Cup final. Today was really enjoyable.
When I said 2, just delete the 1.
Well, when I said, I was hoping at 2-1, then it would go, right, I need, how many, I was trying to work out the permutations of my bet. I need Lukaku to score.
That's a problem.
Barney, you're rebelling for even betting on your
right, no, but we're happy. Right, like, cut to chase, we've had a few beers now. Today was good.
Yeah, it was. I need a pizza.
The one thing I always think without it's how your opponent judges you and how they see you walking back.
They was worried
to the tune with Spurs fans, and the comments I heard were Man United are winners. Man United know how to do that, and they were very unhappy. And the one thing, and I don't mean a piss take, but there was a Spurs fan, quite old, with his flag on the tube back into London, and I thought, we moan like fuck, that's all pretty much we do these days. But we have seen, not you Mark, we have seen as much in the post-Fergie period as they have in 30 years. And that, you know, that isn't digging that. I actually felt sorry because you look at it, you think,
is that number 8?
Are we? No, well, that, is it 8 semi-finals, whatever they've lost? But you, the bloke said, you're winners. And we think we're not, because we should be setting our targets high. But I thought, anyway, right.
I agree. I completely agree. I just think we just compare ourselves to winners, thinking, well, we're not on a European stage, and United have,
we're not winning the league.
Ever since Busby, they've always gone, well, you know, we should be winning European. You know, United fans always think they should have won more than three European Cups and stuff, and that's where it sort of comes from. It stems from that. Do you know what I mean? It's like what people go, well, you should have won more than that, and we're not. But
being performers.
Today was great. Let's keep it positive, and today was great.
Oh no, the main pre-match to now, we fought. We went 1-0 down, and as someone said, we've done that consistently in the last month.
Yeah.
So you think where I was? We've done it against Chelsea. We've done it against City. We've done it in big games, important games. No, but you know, in terms of rival teams, and we. Pogba was fantastic today. Sanchez was fantastic. Some of the players we've said.
Such a short guy. That header was unbelievable.
I thought Herrera was great. So I think one of the things that I really like with today is I really genuinely like the midfield three. And I think you look at Herrera, Matic, and Matic is so disciplined. He's just a very tidy footballer. Herrera also can be a very tidy footballer, but it allows Pogba to do
the
things.
The three over the two all day long. Why were we trying with that two?
Oh, completely agree. I just think I just thought Lingard today was probably on for a little bit longer than probably you would have wanted him to be. It's like, because for the first 10 minutes of the second half they were all over us, and you're thinking, shit, we're going to get beat here. You could just feel it.
15 minutes they scored, I thought, well, we know what's happening here. For United to show resilience, and then, you know, we've slagged off Jones and Smalling an infinite amount of times.
I have not slagged either of them off. I think they're both wonderful footballers. They're just terrible at defending a ball into the box. But
they weren't today.
No, well, they weren't eventually, but they were for the first goal. But other than that,
they were terrible.
Don't get me wrong. We beat a very good team that turned up very bad today.
Or did we make them terrible? Because Jose had his tactics right. So for all our, you know, the angst of... This is where we're so fucking... mad at the moment. What are United? Are we today? Are we City? Are we West Brom?
Do you know what?
I'm not.
One of the positive things to take. I completely agree. But one of the positive things to take from it today is, I think, if you look at it recently, you think, do you know what? We're going to Spurs' back garden. Is their back garden currently at the moment? But bollocks to whatever you think about it. We're going to their back garden. We've won. It's like we've come from behind against City. We've won.
Yeah.
We've come from behind against Chelsea. We've won. We've beaten the Scousers. It's like, do you know what? Like it kind of. Right, I know a lot of them games have been at home, but it's got to slightly bowl well a little bit.
But that's why I'm wondering. Am I now caught in this short-term mentality? Because if you actually look at the past 6 weeks, we're doing all right. So why have I felt so negative? Why have I not?
This is the masquerade thing about it, where everyone's kind of like, well, the football's so bad, so slow, it's not positive, and it clouds the judgment of it. It just, and that's the problem with it so much. It's like,
you've
got to remember,
Mark,
Mourinho's a winner though.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a good mindset to have. And I hate as a United fan not feeling that. I hated this morning. I hated
given what's gone in the past, how can you not be positive?
No, I know, it's mad.
You finished 7th. Like, didn't have Champions League last year, was in the fucking Europa League.
Which was good.
We're in the Champions League now. Well, we was in the Champions League prior to, but we're second in the league. To go from 7th
on shit.
7th in the league.
Fifth. We weren't 7th.
We were shit.
Come on, Mark.
We
get that league table right.
We were shit.
We were terrible. Well, we were 6th last year.
But get right. Were we?
We were 6th last year.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Precisely. Just to get your facts right, you were wrong. Jesus Christ.
Well, once we're not first, I stop fucking looking at the table. Look, let's be honest.
You've got to look at progress, though.
What did you say about Stockholm earlier?
That it was fucking brilliant.
No, but that you had a feeling.
But today, the thing with today, as bad as it sounds, and it sounds awful, today was kind of like our Stockholm, and you saw United fans in our end, they were great. They were
You've come down for the weekend, haven't you?
Let's get this straight, right? Okay. We're throwing fucking 89 crosses into the box, right? Okay.
No.
Yeah, but you defended that.
You think of that now.
You said at least we had a go.
He defended it.
We've won the FA Cup. We're second in the league.
No, but that's
we're now in the final of the FA Cup. You look back at them times when we was throwing 90 fucking crosses into the box. difference.
No, you're
from
right.
That to this,
you're right. No, there
it's
is.
Unbelievable.
But why? Honestly, why are we forgetting it then? Why?
Just small-minded.
Because there's probably.
Just go on with it. I was looking for a nicer way of saying.
One of the main problems is people have a genuine problem with Mourinho.
I think they
have this stigma about him, and it's like, well, he doesn't do this, he's here for 3 years, he does this, he doesn't that, and it's like bollocks to that.
The guy's
a winner, and it's like, you look at this year, we've beaten some fucking great, I said before, we've beaten some great teams.
Yeah, but we should be doing better.
Don't get me wrong, we should be doing better, and he's not a nice individual,
which clouds me sometimes.
We had a sloppy period before Christmas. That's the problem.
Mourinho's got a job to do, and he's fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Would you be happy with winning 1-0 every fucking game and winning a league?
Not August to April, but May, yes.
That's the problem, though, is that's literally the question that divides United fans.
So what do you want?
Do you want to win the league winning 1-0 every week?
Or do you want to play City every week and not win it?
No.
Do you want to win the league or do you want to be Arsenal? Playing your pity pat of fucking shy football. Struggling to get the Champions League.
Right, I'm going to get a Jose tattoo tonight and then I'm going to fucking rip it off next week.
I don't mind him. I've said it since day one. It's like,
where do we go?
He's a winner.
One negative point then.
I'm not having it.
I'll be very argumentative. What I'm saying is, why if a master tactician. And he did show that today, so I'm not digging him today. I loved it. But why didn't he do that against Seville? What? And this is, I've got to clear that from my head. Let it go.
Can you blame it all on him though?
I can change it. He didn't change it. That a manager should be able to change it.
I completely agree.
I've got to let it go. I agree
exactly what you're saying. The problem is for him is that he thinks that
the Scousers being in it still is making that Seville thing gnawing at me.
The Seville thing barn it.
No,
there's
let it go.
11 players on the pitch.
No, I know.
Not one of them.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Well,
stood up for themselves.
But we didn't start one today who started that night, and that isn't fucking rocket science.
The thing is with Seville and Spurs, they're both very, very different.
And he resembles a bog brush. Right.
Seville and Spurs are very different. Seville and City are very, very different. Everyone keeps going.
No,
I'm careful about saying Mourinho's a genius, but he's very good at what he does. It's like, there is a reason.
It gives me greater hope for next season. So that is a nice.
He calls that team before Seville, and you think, there's a reason why Fellaini's in there. And it's to break up the play. It's got to be.
But he pushed him forward.
That's the problem. And then we started confusing him. Did he push him forward, or did Fellaini fucking wonderful?
No, Fellaini hasn't got intelligence to fucking do anything. He's brute.
Well, there you go.
I just fucking stand.
Because he's on. That's the point. And it's like, well, how can you blame it? Do you know what I mean? It's like.
Right. And I hope.
Mourinho's a winner
properly, but don't get me wrong,
we've beaten some fucking great teams since March.
I was and buzzing it's great. Today so we are alright we are alright
yeah, I think we are. FA Cup final, second in the league. Alright, second in the league.
Stop
it's not something to be happy
league, Mark.
But it's a fucking step up from what we've seen for the past 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah, and my moment was seeing the picture of my boy watching the game.
Show me a minute.
I think because they kept saying daddy's there, and that's what it's all about. Right, I love you both. Final words.
Got to hope Southampton win tomorrow, make it as easy as possible. But if Chelsea get there, that's a Mourinho.
Have you got a spare cup final ticket?
Final word.
Yeah. Can I have a spare cup final ticket, by the way? Because it's Steve Cliff's at Bellend.
And your Bath people.
I do like to. No, but
if
women
said to me,
I don't bath anyone that walks around. It's strictly females.
If somebody said to me at the start of the season we'll be second place in the Premier League,
it'll be the FA Cup final.
I would have snapped their hands off.
I agree.
So let's embrace it.
No, I would have
let's enjoy it.
Cup final, no, European bollocks. Cup final, and League Cup.
Let's enjoy it.
No bollocks. No bollocks.
Let's enjoy it.
I bet you ran up. If someone said, start of the season, you've had a disappointing European campaign, but at least you're in the knockout stages, finally. You're in the FA Cup final and you're second in the league. Okay, you've been humiliated, but Liverpool shot today, it's kind of like, you're surely there. Come on,
stop mentioning second. Fucking hell. I would have taken fucking.
Exactly. So it's second in the league.
I get
an FA Cup final now.
Right. And can we recall Butner for the final?
I wish I could. Do you know what? We missed Butner.
On that note.
Right, we've got Ashley Young at left back.
On that note, there's no.
We've got Ashley Young at left back.
There's no.
He's not a fucking left back.
You can't. Sorry.